Thank you and good morning. A McKinleyville mother of two small boys who was accused of driving her vehicle off a cliff in Mendocino County in October was arraigned in Mendocino County Superior Court on Wednesday. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that 35-year-old Athena Renee Doyle, who was represented by a public defender, is expected to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. Doyle and her two small boys suffered serious injuries in the crash that saw her car end up on a beach off Highway 1. Investigators believe the vehicle was on the beach for several hours before it was spotted by a passing motorist. Detectives later determined that Doyle had deliberately driven her car off the cliff. She was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on two counts of attempted murder. Earlier this week, the Eureka Police Department announced it had received a grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety. And on Thursday, the Fortuna Police Department, which heads up the county's anti-DUI task force, announced it had received funding as well. In fact, two separate grants. Fortuna Police will use a $65,000 grant from the state to continue its efforts, along with seven other local law enforcement agencies and the CHP, to crack down on impaired drivers in Humboldt County. Fortuna Police have also been awarded a $20,000 grant from OTS that will be used to fund a year-long program of special traffic safety enforcement operations in the city. It's not often that a news story mentions the cities of Fortuna and Detroit in the same report, but today, that's the case. With the city of Detroit in terrible shape and three Michigan counties still cleaning up after flooding in August, 13 members of Fortuna's Conservation Corps flew to Michigan on Wednesday to help. The Corps members will be tasked with clearing out ruined drywall and other debris from the basements of houses inundated with water during the flooding. The three counties that suffered during the flash floods were declared disaster areas by the president, and the Corps members are part of a response team from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It's not the first time local Conservation Corps members have been dispatched to other states. Members were sent to New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina to assist in cleanup efforts in that city as well. The Arcata City Council approved a citywide open container ban during its council meeting on Wednesday. The ban prohibits the consumption of alcoholic and other intoxicating beverages in all city-owned areas, including public streets, sidewalks, and parking lots within city limits. The previous ban was limited to the Plaza, the Marsh, and the Arcata Redwood Community Forest. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman backed the ordinance and said that many of the incidents that his officers respond to are alcohol-related. The new ordinance will go into effect on December 16th. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for our region as another storm moves through the area. Forecasters have predicted heavy rains with totals up to 3 inches beginning this afternoon and lasting through Saturday. Higher than normal levels of rainfall are expected along the coast, and high winds with gusts up to 40 miles per hour are expected as well. Be prepared for wet roadways, standing water on the road surfaces, and poor visibility. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata was one local municipality that didn't have a sales tax hike on the November ballot, but the city will need to address a looming budget deficit, according to new city manager Karen Deemer. Deemer appeared on Talk Shop this week and discussed some of the steps she has already taken to address that looming shortfall, and that includes involving city staff and any ideas they can share, as well as the formation of a budget committee that will need to cut 6% in expenses from the city's $15 million general fund.
Based on existing trends of expenses, existing trends of revenues coming in, our shortfall for next year is estimated at a little over $640,000. So that's a hard number that they'll be working with. We will have this department organizational structure review that's happening at the same time. So if we can garner some savings from that process, those will feed into the budget task force work. And then they really will be responsible for coming up with the remainder balance, recommendations that specifically give the council some ideas of how they could garner the remaining of those savings.
Deemer said the city has been able to dip into its healthy reserves in the past few years, but the structural deficit will need a different solution, and that means looking a few years down the road.
And in fact, we have not been overspending. We've been making conscious choices to utilize reserves to buffer a period of time, but it's time for us to take a look at that and really make sure that we've trimmed where we need to.
Diemer also mentioned that a restructuring of staff positions and duties could serve as a cost-saving move as well. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.